Hi, welcome to the Project of You.
Hello.
A podcast where a normal, everyday person, me,
and a therapist, couple counselor, and trauma expert, me,
get together and talk about life's important topics. We also happen to be mother and daughter.
Yes, what a pleasure.
Which is amazing. And we have these incredible conversations, so we thought it'd be helpful.
Absolutely.
To share those with anyone else who might be going through the same issues.
As, you know, my clients, my kids, myself in relationship, and of course in therapy. Every day I see many couples that are coming and sharing their issue, which is most of them are universal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, It's true.
So whether it's around communication, whether it's around finance, whether it's around parenting, whether, you know, it's around the dreams and beliefs and values. So these podcasts are designed to just give you a heads up. They're not diagnosis and they are not therapy. Don't take them as a therapy session. Please, if you need further help, reach out to us, to our website, www.theprojectofyou.com.au, or reach out to your own therapist. So the main thing is that you reaching out.
Now, we thought today we would talk about something that I feel like a lot of people are going through. Hands up if you are feeling stuck in life right now. I know you can't see it, but my hand is up. I feel like this is such an issue for so many people. People are feeling stuck. People are feeling directionless, disheartened. Every day you turn on the news, you see what's going on in the world, you see what's going on in the economy. You're just like, oh, what do I do? Like, I personally feel a sense of paralysis, which I'm like almost ashamed to talk about, but I want to talk about, because if I'm going through it, chances are a lot of other people are.
And they are. I get to see people every day that they're struggling with their situation, whether it's they are stuck in finance or they're stuck in relationships, stuck with their children or their friendship or in general. Sometimes I even have clients that everything's working perfectly for them. They're still feeling stuck.
Yeah, that's interesting.
They're still feeling stuck. They're not feeling the fulfillment. They have everything, but they're not feeling happy.
That motion of things moving, you still feel trapped. Yes. Well, some people do feel trapped by that because it's not what they actually want.
Yes.
For me, I feel just burnt out and exhausted so easily these days. I feel like a few years ago, before the really bad thing happened to everyone on earth, I feel like I just had so much momentum and I was moving and I had energy. I was able to do things.
That moving and that momentum, it's, I can tell you this because, you know, you are my daughter.
So, yeah, you
and
know
I
me.
See you and I know you. We talk about it. I know that you don't have any underlying, you know, medical issues.
Yes. Okay. Yeah.
So the feeling you are feeling exhausted and is stuck, it could be dopamine fatigue.
Yeah.
Which is everybody's experiencing, knowing that, you know, the usage of the social media, the amount of emails we receive, the amount of information we put in
TV,
our head,
for everything. Yeah.
The scrolling, you know, getting into, I feel like people tend to doze mouse in the
wheel. We got three screens. Like, you've got your little screen that you have with you all day and you look at it all night to relax. And then you've got your medium screen at work on your computer. And then you've got your big screen with the television that you watch your Netflix at night. Like, it's just so much screen time.
Some people also have it on their
wrist. Apple Watch.
Yeah.
It's so much screen time, which is so dopamine focused.
Yes. So we can look after that by doing some dopamine detox.
Yeah, okay. I love that. We were talking about that, you and I, yesterday.
Yes.
And I've started and I love it.
Perfect.
I like scroll on my phone before bed sometimes.
Yeah,
I'm
also guilty.
Yeah.
I'm aware of it.
Yeah, I know what it does neurologically. Exactly. I know, but I keep doing it and I've been, you know, I have a little scroll throughout the day and you go on Instagram and one video is a cute dog and then the next video is a terrorist attack and then the next video is a cancer patient and then 10 minutes of scrolling feels like you've just lived 10 lifetimes and you're exhausted.
Yes. Yeah. So we need dopamine. We need dopamine. Dopamine is a very, very important neurotransmitter in our body.
Yeah.
We need dopamine to get out of the bed. We need dopamine to move. We need dopamine to think. We need dopamine in many, many areas of our life. So dopamine is good.
So if we're overusing it.
When we're saying dopamine detox, we're not saying don't receive dopamine.
Yeah.
But we're just saying regulate the amount of that you're forcing your body to produce that dopamine. And by the way, our body is designed to have a certain amount of dopamine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So you can decide to use all of it in the first half an hour you wake up in the morning.
And then wonder why.
And then wonder why the rest of the day you're just so tired and depleted. You cannot make decisions. You cannot think clearly because you used all of it.
That's very fascinating.
It is fascinating. Yeah. So, and then when you overstimulate it, you kind of taking your dopamine center to slavery. You're going to make them to work for me.
And then you're harder
and harder and harder. And you're feeling exhausted and burned out. So that's manageable. We can manage that, okay, by going to dopamine detox. But the issue with people is that even though sometimes they might go to dopamine detox, but still feeling the stuck.
Yeah, or some people don't have any issues with, you know, I know people who have like a 30 minutes of screen time a day and they're fine and they don't have dopamine issues, but they feel stuck. They feel paralyzed.
So, and when we sing stuck is that whatever you are in your life that you feel powerless to move forward or get out of that situation or get out of that relationship that you don't want to be or get out of your addiction to drugs or alcohol, get out of that job that you don't want to be.
Yeah.
You're feeling just stuck.
What is that? What is that feeling? Because...
good question.
Why do we all experience it? Like, you know what you need to do. You know it's probably going to be so much better on the other side of it. What keeps us so scared?
Stuck. Okay. What is... tell me, what is opposite of stuck?
Motion.
Motion. Exactly.
Momentum. Yeah.
Momentum. Motion. What is creating motion? It's emotion. So you need emotion to create emotion.
Yeah.
In this ocean of life.
Yeah.
Just a little poem for you. Where does emotion come from?
Stomach and brain, if you've been listening to the other episodes. Yes.
Yeah. So, thoughts...
in your body, yeah.
In your body creates a response, physiological response, which that is emotion. So, emotion is a physiological response to a situation. It's not a psychological response, it's a physiological response.
Yeah.
Okay? So... how that happen? The way you think, your thoughts, is triggering that emotions. So underlying that being stuck, there is emotion. Okay. And that emotion is one of the six major emotions that people are experiencing.
What are the six... emotions?
So the six emotions are happiness, sadness, anger, fear, surprise, and disgust.
Okay,
so they are the main, like
primary, by basic
Paul, emotions, by Paul Ekman, like a few years ago. But now these days we know there is more, and it's 27 emotions and identify, and not mentioning that then the mix of two emotions can create another emotions. So there's so many of them. But the main emotions that keeping people stuck is fear.
Wow. Which is very true, because when you freeze, like when you're paralyzed, you know, you think of like an animal seeing headlights or seeing something scary. Yeah, yeah. Or fleeing. It's out of fear. But it's so interesting because it's hard to recognize.
So when you say fear and animals and, you know, fight or flight or freeze, we're not talking about a lion coming towards after you.
Us, yeah.
Or, you know, a tiger running after you. I'm talking about some of the fear that all humans experience. And I'm going to share with you three major ones.
Okay.
So this three major fear that keeping people stuck is: I am unworthy.
Yeah.
I am unsafe. And I am alone.
Wow. Okay, wow.
Yeah. So I am unworthy makes people becoming perfectionists. And you know what perfectionists do? Procrastinate.
Yeah, absolutely. That's that keeps you stuck. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And what's underneath the perfection, unfortunately, is shame. And often induced by our parents, the society, the culture we belong.
So
that
true.
Make us feel
unworthy.
Wow. And shame.
And what was the second one?
The second one was
unsafe.
Fear of being, I am unsafe. These are the people becoming controlling. So they are
stuck. Because that's what makes them feel safer, yeah.
Yes.
The illusion.
The illusion of if I control it, then I am safe.
Mm.
But clearly, being controlling is also create being stuck.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because you want to control
the situation. If I can't control the variables of that, I'm not going to do it. That's too risky.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So you are feeling stuck.
Wow. And what's the last one?
And then the third one was alone. So when you experiencing a fear of being alone, then you start developing compulsive behavior.
Like addiction.
And then you feel like you're stuck in that loop.
Yeah.
Of same things happening, whether that's addiction to drugs or alcohol or even shopping.
You can turn anything into an addiction.
Absolutely.
Mobile.
Our social media, the reason we are in there most of the time, whether you like it or not, it's because you are feeling alone,
which is a very confronting truth.
Yes,
I agree.
Yes.
Because the times where I'm really like stuck in the scroll hamster wheel is when I'm by myself. Because when I'm really engaged, when I feel really like happy, I'm with
none
people
of us
that
touching
I love.
Our mobile.
I don't even think about my phone.
Absolutely.
I forget. I'm like, oh, I put my phone is upstairs from 4 hours ago. It's incredible.
Mm. Now, if you're sitting next to your partner, and every night, like I have couples that they have issue around the usage of mobile.
I do hear this. Yeah. We were speaking with Alinda, who's an amazing sex therapist, on our podcast, the last episode.
Mm-hmm.
And she was saying that that's causing a lot of intimacy issues.
Absolutely.
Because rather than getting into bed and having some pillow talk or maybe engaging in intimacy with your partner, people get into bed, they just go on their phones. You just have screen time. And you get tired, you go to sleep.
So if your partner is on their mobile and not connecting with you, it's because they're feeling alone.
That is so sad. But
it is sad.
Very true.
Exactly. So this is where you, instead of criticizing them, instead of saying, let's do something, let's go somewhere, ask question, engaged with your partner. There is no constructive criticism, by the way. So criticizing is bad in every way of
people are going to take it bad. Yeah.
Yes. So if you see that, do something about it, because your partner is feeling alone. If your partner is going shopping all the time, instead of criticizing, oh my God, our credit card, just think your partner is feeling alone.
Wow. And so all of these three fears, the I'm unworthy, so the perfectionism, the procrastination, the I'm unsafe, so that the controlling, and I'm alone, so
if it's not the way I want it, then I'm not going to
do it.
If it's not the way I want it, I'm not going to go. It's the way I... So it's all feeling unsafe that makes people controlling.
So every time you're stuck or directionless or you feel frozen, it's going to be from one of these three things at the base. That's very fascinating. Yes. And I feel like what's really helpful about that is it helps you work your way backwards to a solution. Because thinking about it in this framework, it's like for me, I'm like, I feel really stuck right now, which is a really big feeling. Like it's so huge. It's really difficult to even express that and express why.
Yeah.
I feel like you and I were sitting together in the park and we were chatting about it yesterday, and it took me like an hour and a half just to even kind of vaguely get to the point. But to think about it this way, to go, I'm feeling really stuck right now and I don't know what to do and I feel like really directionless. It's so much easier to go, okay, which of these three things is it likely to be? Am I feeling unworthy, unsafe, or alone?
Yes.
And then find the solution to that. That's a game changer. That's an absolute game changer.
Absolutely. There is always whatever is on the surface. I invite you to dig what's underneath.
You always say, get curious.
Get curious.
Which I love.
Where these feelings coming from.
I love. I repeat that mantra to myself so often when I'm speaking with my partner and they say something that I feel a reaction comes up in me now, rather than give that reaction the steering wheel.
Yes.
I go, well, that's interesting. Why did I feel that? Well, what caused me to react that way?
Yes, yeah.
But having these three options, these three fears.
So now these three fears has developed in you because of certain belief you have.
Yeah.
Towards yourself, towards your upbringing, towards your life.
Yeah.
And the scary part is some of these beliefs is born with you.
Yeah. Wow.
It's generally
genetically passed down
to you. So it's very important when you want to get to the bottom of any of this fear you're experiencing, which by the way, you can be experiencing three of them in the same time or one of them in one time. So it depends on what you are doing so they can come to the surface. It's like mental health. When you have one of them, unfortunately, most possibly you have...
They're connected, yeah.
Yes, you have other one as well. So that's important to now identify the negative beliefs that are attached to these fears.
Let's use me as an example.
Okay.
Because I'm feeling self-sacrificial today. So a year ago, you said something really interesting yesterday, which I also want to repeat. I was saying, you know, okay, I want to do this dopamine detox. I want to do this and this and this. And I'm looking forward to getting some of those benefits. And you said, okay, well, just letting you know, it's going to take about 14 months for you to see the impact of that.
Yeah, the impact of the dopamine detox.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I realized, oh, so that means that what I was doing 14 months ago...
But by the way, you will see the impact of it today.
Yeah, I already
However, for the brain to regulate, it takes 14 complete months.
Yeah.
So in these 14 months, you need to manually do things.
And then it'll just automatically.
And then automatically will fall back to being normal.
Which was such a light bulb moment for me. Because I also realized, like, it's so weird. Why am I feeling this way right now? And then I look back on what I was doing 14 months ago. And let's use me as an example.
Yeah.
14 months ago, I was going nuts. I was burning myself out. I wanted to have several different clients. I do social media freelance. So I had multiple clients, which was very new to me. And I had a couple of really big clients and then a couple of small clients. I was also newly single. I was coming out of a you know, breakup. And I'd given myself a year of nothing. And then I was like, okay, now I'm going to start seeing people. Started seeing people. Plus hitting hard with my career. Plus I was like, I want to work out. And I went, so I was doing it all. I was juggling it all. XYZ, life happened. All of the balls that I was juggling fell. And I had to just stop.
Yeah.
And everything kind of collapsed in on itself. And it was, you know, following that was like a difficult period of time where I was like, what went wrong? I feel so burnt out. I felt zero energy. I depleted myself during that like sprint.
Yeah.
I sprinted when I should have been doing a marathon.
Yeah.
So I ran out of energy, crashed. Now my brain has created this accidental alarm system where I associate being busy with danger. And so now I need to now manually train my brain to not be afraid of success, not be afraid of multitasking, not be afraid. Because my brain goes, the last time you did this, bad things happened. You got burnt out. You were on your butt for 6 months, you couldn't do anything. Don't do that again.
Yes.
And so now when I'm working on challenging that belief system, and it's so fascinating having this conversation right now, because I go, oh, the fear that I'm feeling is I'm unsafe.
Unsafe. Exactly.
Which is now so easy to manage. And
when you're feeling any fear, that's where your fear rooms in your brain actually start. Okay, turn all the alarms on.
That's it.
She's feeling the fear.
Yeah.
And that's where the freeze.
That's, and I
fling.
I feel, and fight. I feel stuck.
Yes.
And I go, why do I feel stuck? What are the three fears? Which one am I feeling? And I'm feeling unsafe. Why am I feeling unsafe? Oh, because over a year ago when I tried this, I did it wrong. It went badly. I'm a different person now. The circumstances are different now. I can challenge that feeling of unsafeness.
So I'm now going to challenge you.
Okay. Oh, God.
to do this properly. And this is perhaps it's good for you guys that are listening. Pick up a pen and paper, because I'm going to ask you to write this down.
Okay.
Okay. So pen and paper is ready here. You can also use your mobile to write it down.
Yeah.
I want you to answer these questions.
Okay. Question one.
Question one is, write down a negative thoughts that you have about yourself now.
Okay.
Okay. Answer them later.
Okay.
You don't need to answer it now.
Question two.
Question two is that, you can ask yourself, I could be completely happy in life except for the thought that ...
Okay.
Eliminate. I want you to pick up a thought and see if you eliminate that thought, your life's going to be happier. You're going to feel more happy if you can eliminate, if you can choose.
Ah, so what's pick the, up the, what's the limiting belief that's keeping me unhappy?
So okay. This exercise is going to identify your negative primal beliefs.
Okay.
Okay.
So like, I could be completely happy in life if it wasn't for the thought.
Thoughts
that,
of.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes. Yes.
And then question three.
Write down the reason some people don't like me is because I am.
Ooh.
Yes. Dot, yes. Dot, dot, dot. Write down. Because I want you to get down and get dirty with yourself.
Oh, that's horrible. Okay, so the reason that people don't like me, is this what I assume, or is this something that someone has said that stuck with
whatever,
me?
Whatever you think it is.
Okay.
Whatever you think it is, just write it down. Okay. Number four question. The reason I don't like myself sometimes is because I am... dot, 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 dot.
So it's very important to identify sometimes.
I know what question number four is straight away.
Yes.
The other ones are harder.
Number five question is the thing I don't like about other people's. This is very, very important. This question, number five, the things I don't like about other people.
Oh, okay.
It's when you assume something, if you have assumption about, like, I'm really good at this, you can identify those good things in other people. Okay. And if you identify things in people you don't like, you most probably have some of that traits yourself as well.
Oh, 100%. That's, yes. People always said that, you know, growing up, you always hear like very intelligent people go, well, if you don't like something about someone, it's probably something that you see in yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd always rejected that because that's such an uncomfortable, like, I'm like, what? So that person that really annoys me. What, they remind me of myself? That's not true.
Yeah.
It's true.
It's true.
It's so true. It hurts.
So we can't, sometimes it's hard to turn the mirror towards ourselves.
But that's what makes them annoying.
But you can see it in other people easier.
And that's why you hate them.
Yes.
Because they're holding up that mirror.
Part of you, you don't,
that you don't
like
want to see.
Absolutely.
And you're seeing it and you're, yes, like, I don't want to see that. That's horrible. It's annoying. It's why a lot of homophobic people are secretly gay, for example. You know what I mean? It's that same thing,
yes,
that,
yeah,
repressing that thing in yourself so much that, yeah, when you see it in someone else.
That I will, perhaps it's just the programming of our mind that has been done by society and parents and all of that as,
yeah,
well.
So no, that, they're gay. No, I'm kidding. Yeah, no, of course. Of,
okay,
course.
The next two question is also very, very important.
There's more, I'm scared
there's,
of these.
There's more, but they all are very important.
Okay.
I want you to
question
write,
six.
Question six, I want you to write the things I most dislike or disliked about my father.
Oh, that's a hard one. For it to,
yes,
to quantify in one small.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding. Yes, go on.
And then you do another question, which you write about the things I most dislike or disliked about my mother.
Oof.
Is dot, 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 dot.
Wow.
And then I want you to finish it with the most negative thoughts I have about myself.
And I wonder how many of these are going to be similar answers. That's going to be interesting.
Yeah, that's why we ask you the same question perhaps in different ways.
Mm-hmm.
Because at the end, you kind of open your mind by answering the last question.
You realize I'm projecting a lot of this outward.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So it's important to do that because I want you to identify the root cause to those fears that you're having. I'm unworthy. Perhaps you will find out that my father or my mother was always telling me that I'm not good enough.
Wow.
Okay.
And it's so much of it goes back to
I'm feeling
to that.
Alone is because where in life you felt like abandoned
mm.
by your loved one. So it's important to identify all of that.
Wow.
Cool. Right?
Very cool.
Yes.
Very cool. I'm
yes.
excited.
If
and
you can answer all this question, you will find why you are feeling stuck.
And what you're scared of.
And what you're scared of.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what are your fears that's stopping you from moving forward or coming off that
paralysis. Oh, the hamster
the
wheel.
The hamster
yeah.
wheel.
Yeah.
So, if you be able to respond to those questions, you find the reason. Once you find the reason, we can also then find the solution for it. What's next? Obviously, it will take time.
Yeah.
I highly recommend, once you did this exercise, take this to your therapist.
Oh, 100%.
or this, you know, like a, give us a call, make an appointment to come and see me, because these issues have left mark on you. Obviously you've been conditioned to believe, and to get rid of a belief or value is not an easy task.
No.
For something to become a belief in values, it's required. And I told you earlier, some of those beliefs and values we're born with. It's not even ours.
Well, it's very comforting to know that we can take control back. I do love that.
Yes.
Thank you so much for sharing.
You are very, very welcome.
And thank you guys for listening. And please send us messages. We got such an amazing message the other night that you were reading to me. Someone was saying,
yes,
everything that, like, every episode that you guys have done has been weirdly so relevant to something I'm going through, yes, which is exactly what we do it for. Absolutely. And if there's something that you're going through and you want a little bit of extra guidance and help on, send it to us. It'll be anonymous, or you can give us a fake name, whatever you want, and we can talk about it. Let us know. Hit us up on social media at The Project of You. Thank you.
Absolutely.
So much.
I'm going to leave you with an affirmation.
Yes.
Okay, this episode could be a bit heavy for some people, so I want you to repeat after me.
Okay.
I am now learning to not give my power away.
To not give my power away.
To my feelings.
To my feelings.
I am okay.
I am okay.
Even if I don't feel okay.
Even if I don't feel okay. Nice.
Thank you very much.
Thank
for
you.
Listening to us.
See you next time.
It's always a pleasure.
Bye.
Bye-bye.